The Life of Winnie. Translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2021. Published by Digital Ink Productions in 2022. Foreword. The Life of Winnie, also called Uni, is one of the best documented lives from the Old Kingdom era of Egyptian history. Winnie experienced significant upward mobility during the reigns of Kings Teti, Uzakeir, Pepi I, and Merenra I, and as a result had a second tomb prepared for himself later in life, resulting in two of his tombs surviving to the present. His tombs were not extravagant like the king's pyramids of the era, and seem to have generally been ignored until they were rediscovered in the 1800s. His earlier, smaller tomb included the shorter inscription of Weni, sometimes called the Tomb Inscription of Weni, while his later, larger tomb included the longer autobiography of Weni, also sometimes called the Inscription of Weni or Tomb Inscription of Weni. The second, longer autobiography of Weni is the longest surviving text from the Old Kingdom that is non-religious and provides a glimpse into the lives of the royal court, as well as the extent of the Old Kingdom's power within Nubia and Canaan. The older inscription is believed to date to late in the reign of King Pepi I, as Weni doesn't mention anything after the campaigns in Canaan. The larger inscription includes Weni's expeditions into Nubia for King Merenra I, who reigned after Pepi I, and provides a brief Egyptian description of Nubia during the Old Kingdom era. Weni's life spanned most of the 6th dynasty of the Old Kingdom, which would have been at the peak of the Old Kingdom's international reach, but after the major pyramid building feats of the 4th dynasty were completed. Egypt had already built the tallest building in the world decades before Weni had been born, which would continue to be the tallest building in the world for thousands of years, until the completion of the Lincoln Cathedral in 1311 AD. The 6th dynasty continued to build pyramids, however, none came close to the engineering accomplishments of the 4th dynasty. One pyramid, which King Merenra I built, is mentioned prominently in the later section of the autobiography. It is believed to have been the pyramid of Merenra at Saqqara, although it might have been a different pyramid for one of his wives. The pyramid of Merenra was 52.5 meters high, however, like the other pyramids of the 6th dynasty, was built of adobe bricks instead of stone, and therefore the pyramid is a massive pile of rubble today. While the 6th dynasty attempted to impersonate the 4th dynasty, the economy of the country could not support the cost of the massive projects of the 4th dynasty, and so more economical materials were used. Even so, at 52.5 meters high, the pyramid of Merenra I was dwarfed by the pyramid of Khufu, which was 146.6 meters high at the time. While the 6th dynasty did not have the wealth of the 4th dynasty, they did inherit the 5th dynasty's dominions, and their campaigns in Canaan appear to be an attempt to maintain authority over a region that was trying to separate. Weni refers to the campaigns as sent by the king to punish the rebels, which suggests the 4th or 5th dynasty had already conquered the region. During the campaigns in Canaan, Weni appears to be a general, although he humbly brags that he was only the chief domain supervisor of the palace. He coordinated the 5 campaigns against the rebels in Canaan, killing tens of thousands, and describes the earliest recorded amphibious assault, when he sailed half his army to the north of the rebels and attacked their defenses from the rear while the bulk of their forces were preparing for the army marching north.